Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
And welcome to Radio Friends. This is Wednesday, June the 12th, and I've got my friend Mel Zelenek with us today. Okay. And I was talking before we started with our director, Travis McMillan, about Mel Zelenek and how much money over the 25 or 30 years that I've known you, how much money you've actually saved me with the tips that you've given me.
Well, I appreciate that, and you've always promised me those lunches.
Yeah, I've never given them to you, have I? And then the fact that you've always...
But you're saving money there anyway.
I'm saving money by not buying you lunch. And then the fact that you've always told me that everything is negotiable.
Yeah.
Everything, you can negotiate almost anything. And that's really good. You know, a lot of times people think that you have to go with the first price that you see with if you're buying a house or a car or whatever. But if you play around a little bit, you can get it down.
And Paul, the best advice I can give on this subject is just think like a business person, think as an entrepreneur, and put yourself in their position. And if you could do that, you're going to be very, very successful in negotiating. And you could do it with almost, just put yourself in their position. If somebody's selling a new car to you, you know, you don't have to buy the car necessarily locally. That would be the best scenario for you. But at a minimum, know what you can get the car in other parts of the country, for example.
Yeah. Most businesses will negotiate with you.
They will negotiate with you because they want your business, and making a dollar or 5% or 10% or whatever is far better than making nothing.
Yeah, right. But today we're going to talk about
travel tips,
summer vacations.
Mm-hmm. I think we'll try and focus on this the next two shows that we have, since this is a good time. And there are a lot of ways to save on your travel dollar. Let's just start with some kind of tips, and then maybe we could dialogue about each one. And tip number one is, before planning a trip, have several viable vacation options. And second, involved in this tip, get the persons involved with this trip as part of the decision-making process. So in other words, involve your kids, involve grandkids or whatever in the decision-making process, because it will become a good experience for them, and I think it'll be a better decision made by the entire family. Let me just give you one example that we have used in the past. Very often, grandparents want to take their kids on a vacation and grandkids on a vacation, and they say, boy, I've had such a great time on this certain cruise line. Let's say it's Holland America. And Holland America is great for older people. It's horrific, in my view, for young adults, for children. There's just not enough to do there. Or let's go to Alaska. And Alaska is not a great first trip for younger kids. The Caribbean, somewhere where they can go on a beach or something, would be much better. That's why you start involving everybody. That works out well.
Okay, I see your point. Because just because grandma and grandpa want to take the kids on a vacation, someplace that they enjoyed may not be what the grandkids enjoy.
And frankly, it probably won't be. And it's a good learning experience for everybody to plan as well.
What about getting the best bang for your buck while traveling? How do you make sure about that?
Well, we're going to talk about some of that here, but I think staying current with what's out there, and let me just give you another tip here. Be flexible. If you could be flexible at all, that's another way to get great bang out of your buck. And do a lot of research on your own before you even contact a travel agency, if you're going to work with a travel agency. There is so much on the internet now, Paul, that can help you with information. Mm-hmm. And just little tidbits of information is so helpful. Some of them we give here. But being flexible, renting a car. I mean, it's common sense to say, okay, I'm flying into a town, I want to rent a car. So you go right to the airport rental company, and that's where you rent your car. Very, very often, that's the very worst place to rent a car, especially if you're concerned about value. And I'm not talking about saving a few dollars.
No, you're talking about saving hundreds of dollars.
Hundreds or even $1,000 on a larger purchase.
It might be less expensive to take a cab or a bus into town and rent your car there because you're not paying the airport extra add-on charge.
That's right. And we've talked about Anchorage, Alaska specifically, because that's the best example I've had. But it works in other communities as well. And a lot of it is not only the airport, but it's the tax in the community that sometimes you can avoid by just going somewhere else. And don't rely on the major websites like Hotwire or Orbitz or whatever on this, because many of them will steer you directly to the airport. That's
okay. Correct. We got about 2 minutes left, Mel.
Okay. When obtaining price quotes, always compare the total amount, and we're back into these taxes and fees. I got a fantastic quote on an international flight a while ago. And it looked too good to be true.
The taxes weren't included.
Taxes were not included.
And the fuel surcharges were not included.
Were not included. Bingo. On and on and on. So make sure you get the total charges.
See, I don't understand why the fuel surcharges aren't part of the ticket.
Well, many cases they are, by the way. I mean, you get the total price, and that's all you should be concerned with. But that's the point. You need to check the total charges. Because all of a sudden, you're going to see your bills a lot higher.
Right. And also with checking the bags. If you're traveling to certain locations internationally, I think like traveling to Japan from the United States, I think you get two check bags free. But if you're traveling beyond Japan, or if you're traveling to Europe, you have to pay for your checked
bags.
That's
another good point. And a lot of that depends on the airline, Paul. So you need to check with the individual airlines. Some of them, by the way, will say that your carry-on is too large, even though you've had that carry-on and used it domestically for years and years.
And I saw one airline, I put in the paper a couple of weeks ago, and I can't remember which one it is. They are now charging $100 to put your carry-on bag in the overhead compartment.
Mm-hmm.
$100 to carry your bag on and put it in the overhead compartment. Well, so you might check all that out.
Exactly. And right. That's why we're saying total right. fees.
For more information, you can contact Mel Cruz at CenturyTel.net. Thank you, Mel Zelenek, retired professor, University of Missouri. Money-saving man for us. Good to have you here.
Thanks, Paul.
Tomorrow, Voluntary Action Center in No-Kill, Columbia. A program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Rich Polzine. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Watch this program or listen to it again. Go to KBIA.org. Bye-bye.